And then request is really the same. We usually break this up into two sections because I found that Mac would almost always just pray for other people. It's kind of more challenging to think of this for ourselves. So, the same way, like, how could God be a shield for other people? How could God protect other people? Like, how could we pray for that? That's what I would ask in that way. And then we think about it, and then God, like, please protect. I put God, please help, just to kind of keep that vague, but we don't always use that, you know? Please protect my Mimi as she's traveling this weekend, you know? Or, you know, all sorts of things. Please protect my dad when he's at work, whatever. And then for him, that one's always more challenging, the personal prayer request, right? Where do you need God's protection? Where do you need God to be your shield? So I would ask that and then see what he says. And sometimes, like, I just have to say them for him, and that's okay. Like, as we were getting started, it's like, well, hey, how about we pray and ask God to help you with this? And he'd be like, yeah, that's good. So even for, like, little, like, younger kids, maybe preschoolers, I've had moms say that they've just done this with their kids and they've written it all out and they've let the kids just use the blank creative page that comes in the book too. And you can just let them be drawing what they think a shield is, you know? Yeah. So, but even if you just do that, your kids are still absorbing some, and that's great. This is planting seeds, right? Like,
Yep, all of
little
it.
bits at a time. Because it does. It takes some ability to, like, think through these things. But I will say the Mac was like 6 when we first started doing this, and he was able to do it. Now, he totally acted like it was way too hard. So, like, expect that also, you know. I say I had to put on, like, my counselor. You probably do, like, your homeschool teacher voice. Like, okay, I hear you, but we're still gonna do it, you know?
Exactly. We can do. Yes, I was going to say that is like pretty much what I get all the time. I can do this. Yes, we can. You just need to flip
That's
that
right.
brain.
We can do hard things.
We
That's a
can.
great thing to teach our kids. And then, like, when we were done, he was so proud of himself for learning a new skill. I mean, that's just like everything else, but it's so tempting to want to give up when our kids give resistance, but they can persevere.
You
Oh.
can. And I like
And
how in the
then,
book you've created kind of a, not a way out, but a way if they're being quite resistant, you can, or if they can't write or whatever, they can just doodle. That's fine. It's right there. There's the space for them. Just go ahead and do that. Because sometimes that is how kids think.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, it doesn't have to look just a certain way. This is a guide, and it could be something totally different that is speaking to them. And even, like, there's the freedom if maybe there's something else that jumps out in the verse to them, that's great too. You know, there's not like one right way to do this. It's just kind of a suggestion to help, like, teach these skills.
Yeah.
And the confession one, that is like, oh, parents are always like, ah.
Have to do this
I know.
in front of
I
my
feel like confession is the most challenging, but the most rewarding
kids.
because I got to model what that looks like. And then it opened the door for Mac to share things that I had no idea that he was struggling with. That otherwise he would not have told me. And that's good. It's just humbling, you know? But if we want our kids to confess, I think we have to be willing to own our own stuff too. Whoa. It was like the hardest part of
I know.
parenting,
I
right?
know. Did this the other day with one of my boys. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like,
You know those moments? Yeah, I was being selfish, and I'm so sorry.
yeah, I mean, confession and repentance, modeling that to our kids is, I think, one of the most powerful things that we can do because it's demonstrating grace and forgiveness. And that's what they need, you know, so much. We want them to run back to God because they're gonna fail. And so if we can create this safe place for them to share that with God, that's so powerful. Even if they don't forget or they forget all the rest of this stuff, to me, the confession alone could be just so incredibly impactful. But so for this one, If we're really stuck and having a hard time thinking of things, I like to just read Psalm 139, like, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Like, I have had to memorize that verse because I need it so much.
Yeah.
Or I can just say, like, let's say a quick prayer. Like, God, reveal my sin to me. Show me what I need to confess. And he does. And so then I would model what that would look like. And then Mac would write it down. And if he wants to share, he would share. Now, he didn't always, but he usually did. And sometimes I would say, like, let me give you an example, like not respecting your mother.
That's right. Just so you know, I did notice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if they forget about these moments in their day or if they just don't want to bring them up. Like, I often, you know, will say, okay, now it's time to say sorry to God for something. Can you think of anything you need to say sorry for? And they're like, nope, I'm good.
I know.
Like, well, let's talk.
Yeah. You don't ask your family because they know all the things about what's really going on in your heart, right?
Exactly.
And Mac, a lot of times he would say things like, oh, I was angry. And so I know from my counseling background, anger is like a medium emotion. And then usually there's something underneath that. Mm. You know, is it fear or sadness or selfishness? Mm-hmm. So I would say, okay, but what's underneath that anger? Is there something else that's going on? And often he'd be like, it's selfishness. I'm like, well, me too, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
I totally get it. But you got to surrender that over to God and he can change you. So mm-hmm. It's been a really sweet time for us. And